Wonderful. Torah Lamed Chet, Sifrei Moharan, Part Bet. How lucky a person can be. So, like you know, Yetzara always trying to tell the person how bad he is and that he needs to argue and to fight with everyone. And not to believe that what he is going through is coming from Hashem Yitbarach. So this is why he's pushing the person to investigate and to judge and to criticize all of the time. So a person needs to believe in himself that he's got the ability to choose. And not that he have to follow advice and wisdom of other people. A lot of people have that yetzera to follow the footsteps of their parents, and it's come even to a worse place when the parents are religious. And now, what can you say? Your father is religious, and you know what you're gonna tell him, that that you know better than him how to serve Hashem. So the thing is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I heard it from Rabbi David Chaim Stern, that the Torah is testifying on Abraham Avinu that all of what that Abraham Avinu achieved was by that he didn't want it to violate the commandments of his father. He wanted to obey his father, he wanted to listen to his father, even though that his father of Abraham Avinu was a sinner. Terach, he was a sinner. But still, for Abraham Avinu, he wanted to be his loyal son and to obey and to listen to him with all of his heart. That was the will of Abraham Avinu. And when Hashem commanded Abraham Avinu, Lech lecha mibet avicha, you should go away, lech lecha, go find yourself from the house of your father to the land that I'm going to show you. It was the hardest commandment of them all to Abraham Avinu. And by that was Rabbi David Chaim Stern said, he received that blessing, El Aretz Asher Ha'eka, to the land that I'm going to show you. He received the Holy Land as a promise, as a gift, as a reward, to the fact that he was not going to listen to his father anymore. He wanted to listen to his father. I want to listen to my father with all of my heart. You can want it also, but you cannot do that. You're not allowed to, because Hashem is not allowing. Because to listen to your father now, today, in the place that you are at now, even if your father is religious, will not going to be to serve Hashem Yitbarach, like you understand that you need to serve Hashem. He will tell you it's kosher, he will tell you we're keeping Shabbos, he will tell you we're going to shul, he will tell you, okay, everything, you can be religious, no problem. But for you, like that I told you about myself, 15 years I can be a Baal Tshuva, and I haven't become to be religious yet. Nothing helps. Nothing helped me to be religious. I cannot cross that bridge to become to be religious. I'm stuck as a Baal Tshuva that is searching and looking for Hashem Yitbarach, and that's my task in life. To find Hashem, to have faith, to be a believer. Tell me you're a believer, I can follow that. Tell me you're religious, you're dati, you're Haredi. Of course not. None of those things. I'm not Haredi. I dress like a Haredi. Okay, so what? It's not cool. It's cool. Long black jacket, white shirt, black pants, black shoes, a hat. Well, what do you need more than you have a better look than that? It's classic. It's the best. You have Hasidim, you have whatever. Just, we're not Haredim. We cannot. We're part of Am Israel. We're Jewish. We're believers. We believe in Hashem. So, your father can tell you something. You cannot listen to him. If your stomach calls you, if the heart is calling you from inside, to be Baal Tshuva, you need to do Tshuva. You're not allowed to lie to yourself. So if you're not allowed to lie to yourself, so you cannot listen to no one anymore. This is it. Only to someone that is a lot more righteous than you. Only if you see someone that is so straight, that is so pure, that is so holy,
You're allowed to listen to him.
I told you that even Rabbi Avraham HaMalach, that Rabbi Avraham HaMalach, he was the son of the Magid Mimezrich. On the Magid Mimezrich, it's written that he was more humble than Moshe Rabbeinu. On the Magid Mimezrich, one of the tzaddikim said that you don't need to to accept it. You don't need whatever. He was the main student of the Baal Shem Tov. One of the tzaddikim said on him that he was more humble than Moshe Rabbeinu. He was totally he had Ruach HaKodesh, he had holy students, the Baal HaTanya was his student, and all of the tzaddikim, the Noam Elimelech was his student, Rabbi Zusha was his student, Rabbi Aaron HaGadol Mikarlin was his student, the giants of Hasidut were all zero compared to him. His son, Rabbi Avraham HaMalach, that Rabbi Avraham HaMalach, he been called an angel. They asked why he been called an angel. An angel is lower than a person. A person, a human being, needs to have control on the angels. So it's not a praise at all to call him an angel. You downgraded him from the level. If he's a human being, he is Adam, so he's higher than an angel. Why you call him an angel? They said his body was in the level of an angel. His neshama was a lot higher than that. They said that if you would put a match on his talit, the match would burn by itself. He was all flame of fire. He would eat every day a piece of skin of a dove. That was his meal. Every day. He was eating a piece of skin, not a meat, not a wing, not a leg, nothing. A piece of skin of a dove. This is what that was his meal for a day. All day long he was covered with a talit. He was fasting, he wasn't eating, he was torturing himself, learning Torah, Mesirut Nefesh, wouldn't go out from the house, flame of fire, Rabbi Avraham HaMalach, the son of the Magid Mimezrich. The Magid Mimezrich, all of his life, told his son, I don't like the way you serve Hashem. You're suffering too much, you're fasting too much, you're torturing yourself too much, and on and on and on. Rabbi Avraham HaMalach wouldn't listen to him. After the Magid Mimezrich passed away, he came to his son in his dream, to Rabbi Avraham HaMalach, and he told him, I'm commanding you to change your ways in the Gzera, in the decree of Kabed et Avicha ve et Imecha, of Kibud Orim. You have to respect me. It's a verse. You have to listen to me. You have to obey. It's a decree. I'm decreeing on you now. That decree. Rabbi Avraham HaMalach answered to his father, the Magid HaKadosh Mimezrich. He told him, I know what that's written in the Zohar HaKadosh. In the Zohar HaKadosh it's written, Kabed et Avicha ve'et Imecha. Avicha da kutsha berichu. Imecha da shchinte. Respect your father and your mother. Your father, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your mother, it's the Shechina HaKadosha. And I'm respecting them. I'm sorry. This is what Rabbi Avraham HaMalach answered to the Magid Mimezrich. I'm sorry, I cannot listen to you, my dear father. I need to respect Hashem Yitbarach. When your parents are not respecting Hashem Yitbarach, you're not obligated to respect them. Obligated to respect them. You're not allowed to disgrace them. You're not allowed to insult them. But to listen to their commandments, to what they're telling you to do, you're not allowed. If Hashem is saying different, when the inner voice from your soul is talking to you from inside and tell you that you need to throw everything, parnasa and ishtadluyot and I don't know what, all the imaginations of fake confidence in this world, you need to throw it away if that's the voice that you hear from inside. If you're afraid, it's something else. But if you feel that heat of courage, of faith, of confidence, of trust in Hashem Yitbarach inside, you don't have no one else to listen to. And even if you're going to try, you're just going to fall and going to feel like you're sinning to yourself. And then you will never going to be able to find yourself. Because only when you come to that place that you meet yourself, you can meet Hashem. Because you, your soul, that's the pipe that Hashem Yitbarach is connecting to you. Through your soul, through the light of your neshama. Hashem can illuminate His light through the light of your neshama. And if you're disconnected from yourself, if you don't know who you are, If you're still listening to opinions of people, of your yetzer hara, of your fears, of your anxieties, of imaginations, you have to work. Why should I work? Because you have to. Why should I? Because everyone have to take care of themselves. But why should I, Ribono Shel Olam, do the same? Why I have to be part of that eder flock? Why? If Ribono Shel Olam it's written in Birkat HaMazon, in the Holy Torah, that Hashem, He is Poteach et Yadecha u'masbi'a lechol chai ratzon, that He is Zan u'mfarnes lakol, that He gives Parnasa. Why should I not count on Him and count on my effort? No, I have to work. I'm going to cut slices of pizza for the rest of my life, or I'm going to work in the post office, or that I'm going to be a web designer, or I'm going to film some I don't know what clips, I'm going to be a lawyer, I'm going to be a doctor. What if you feel like you have a mission in life to heal people, to go to be a doctor? Wonderful, go. If you feel like you need to edit clips and to do things to bring people to do tshuva, wonderful. If you're an artist and you have to work and adrabah, people want to buy your pictures, amazing, do that, no problem. You found yourself, it's great. Also, Hashem Yitbarach covered His parnasa in what that is coming out from your soul. What? Great, super great, amazing. Mamash, this is the best. But to waste the hours that Hashem Yitbarach gave you to live in this lifetime for Parnasa, if Hashem is Mefarnes, I cannot sin so much to Hashem Yitbarach in my life. To waste 8 precious hours every day on chasing after money, only for money, to be afraid for my boss, to listen to what people are telling me, to talk to people all day long about nonsense, to hear gossip, lashon hara, rechilut, lies, people with lust and desires coming. Everyone wants pizza, cola, ice cream, no, falafel, chips, another half a slice. Can you give me olives, mushrooms? Oh, if I'm going to think like that for 8 hours a day, how I'm going to look like in front of Hashem Yitbarach in my itvodedut? Like a pizza. I'm never going to be able to do tshuva. How I'm going to do tshuva today, that I'm going every day to Beit Midrash and I'm learning about my soul and I'm learning about myself and I'm trying to confront my fears and I'm working on my midot and I'm coming to the field and over there I cannot talk. And it's so hard for me to find who I am, because of all of the distractions, all of the fears, and all what's going to be, and the wife, and the kids, and the family, and friends, and need to do this, and that, and time, and mincha, and ma'ariv, and sfirat omer, okay, and need to do things. Already, barely you can talk. Take that, and cut 8 hours from that, and put yourself on a bike driving to give packages, I don't know, to be a messenger, shaliach. Driving, intersections, in the winter, in the summer, all sweat, cannot breathe. Okay, so where I'm going to find my parnasa? Wonderful, no problem. On that we can talk. But first of all, before we're going to talk about that, sur merah ve'aseh tov, first of all, you're not allowed to sin. Because the people tell you go to work, it's not a reason to go to work. Because the people are going to tell you always, you're never going to make it, you cannot do it, you're not going to succeed, it's not a reason to listen to them. Because the fact that they don't have faith, they don't have trust in Hashem Yitbarach, it doesn't mean that Hashem Yitbarach is not here. If I can see Hashem, if I already found Hashem so many times in my life, I prayed once to Hashem Yitbarach and Hashem answered to me. Okay, it was on Shalom Bayit. Wonderful, and I saw miracles in Shalom Bayit. Now I have issues of Parnasa. Why did I won't try it again? What's the problem? Hashem answered to me. I remember that. I saw Hashem. So if I saw Hashem, if I saw the private supervision of Hashem Yitbarach on me, I said once to Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem, I need my parnasa. And exactly when I said that, I found one coin of one shekel. It's almost nothing. But for me, it was a sign from heaven that in the moment that I asked for parnasa, Hashem brought it to me. So if Hashem can give me one shekel, Hashem can do whatever He wants. And you learn from the small miracles, from the signs, on the nature of creation, of the way that Hashem leads the world. So now, I'm before of Shiduchim. I want to get married. So why that I'm going to go to meet 400 women before of my wedding? Why should I do that to my poor eyes? Why should I do that to my poor heart? Why should I do it to myself? To see 400 women before my wife? Why should I do that? If I saw that Hashem is here, if I saw that Hashem exists, if I saw that Hashem can make miracles, so why won't I go and talk to Him about all of my problems? Ribono Shel Olam, why not? Because your mother, she's calling to you. And if you're not answering, she's calling the Shadchanit. And if she's not calling the Shadchanit, so your friends and your rabbi start to... Why are you not going to Shiduchim? Oh, no. Your mother? No. No, I'm just asking. I'm just curious. No. She's afraid. You think that she's afraid for you? You think that she's afraid for you? You think that she knows who you are? You think she remembers you? I'm sorry to disappoint you. You think that your mother, she's connected to you somehow? You poor guy, you think that your mother, she remembers you? I'm sorry to disappoint you. She doesn't know you. She never knew you. She never met you in her life. And your father? Worst. Worst. Worse than her. He doesn't know you. He never met you. You never talked. You never shared with him. And if you did, you felt like he wasn't there.
But he cared for you, concerned for you.
Never. Not because he doesn't want. He won't. He wants to, but he's occupied. He's busy. He's suffering. He's got avot. He's got bilbulim. He's sick. He's sick in his mind. He's religious. You have to make you be religious also. Why needs to make you religious? Why? Why? Why won't you talk to me about Hashem? Why we never sat and talked about important things in life? Why you never asked me? When I came to my father, and my father is amazing and I love him, but I cannot listen to what he's got to tell me about Avodat Hashem. What's the connection? He doesn't know about Avodat Hashem. He knows about other things that I can consult him. How to open a business, I can talk to my father. How to paint and drawing things, I can talk to him about. There are things that Timamash, he knows better than I do. Wonderful, a professional, I can talk to him. About how to find myself? He cannot help me to find myself. Even Abraham cannot help Yitzchak to find himself. Even Yitzchak cannot help Yaakov to find himself. Even Yaakov cannot help Yosef to find himself. Even Rav Shalom cannot help his children to find him themselves. Cannot. If you want to find yourself, you can look on Rav Shalom and to say, I want to do the same. You can look on your father Abraham Avinu and to say, I want to be like him. Like that he found himself, I'm going to find myself. If you have that miracle, that you have a huge example in front of your eyes, the someone, mamash, huge, you can say, I want to be like him. Wonderful. If... But if not, so not. Reality, bottom line. When I came to my father and I told him first time in my life, Father, I want to keep Shabbos. He told me, don't make it fun of yourself. And he turned his back to me. And he kept doing whatever he done. That was his answer. Okay. In my house, it's opposite. My mother, she's worst. Worst. Yes. I told my mother I want to be religious. She told me, I'd rather you're going to be gay. Worst. No? Worst. What can you do? So who are you going to listen to? Him or her? Now you need to choose. So your father tells you need to be religious. Wonderful, you're lucky, Baruch Hashem. You're not lucky at all. Why? Because actually my parents rejected me so hard, they were fighting against me, that it pushed me to be who that I am. And now you're standing in a worse situation than I. Why? Because now your parents are hugging you, and her parents are also FFB. And they're hugging you. I know, you just need to live in our neighborhood. We have a nice Beit Knesset here. And it's all perfect. We're going to help you with 2,000 shekels every month, like that it can help you in something. And Bo, come, be with us. And don't worry, we're going to keep your children, we're going to help you babysitting. No, the television works only 2 hours a day. No, only children shows, no problems. No, father, no, he's smoking only in the porch. He's not smoking in front of the children. No, the internet is not open. We forgot it open. It happened only once. We're apologizing. And they're very from, mamash, very from. He's the Chazan of the Bet Knesset, and all of the neighbors, they respect him. And mamash, it looks so nice, it looks so good, but the truth is that you're lying to yourself. Because you don't want to fall to be religious. You want to serve Hashem. You want to commit yourself to the truth. And the truth is saying different. Truth is saying purity and honesty and tshuva and confronting with fears and standing on things that you believe in them against all of the enemies and even 70 nations, not to be afraid of no one. B'shem Hashem ki amilam, I'm going to circumcise them, David HaMelech is saying, on 70 nations. On the Ishmaelim, on Christians, Edomim, Moavim, Chinese, Japanese, Koreanim, on everyone, Spanish, Italian, Greeks, everyone. He's circumcising them, one after the other. Why? In the name of Hashem Yitbarach. Why? Because he's connected to the truth. He's not afraid. No, you're going to convert. I'm not going to bend. Nothing. I'm not going to change. You're going to convert. All of you are going to convert. David HaMelech. And you know David HaMelech? He was the biggest pachdan. I don't know how to say that. He was afraid, not coward, not Chas Shalom. He was afraid. How do you say pachdan? Shy. No, pachdan. He was afraid of everything. Scared.
Timid. 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 Timid.
Intimidated?
Timid.
Timid. The most. Yes, I know. The queen should send him to us. Thank you. God bless the queen. God bless the queen. God bless the queen. Yes, we need. We need. We need people that know what they're talking about. He was afraid all of his life from every situation. When he went to fight with Goliath, you think that he knew what he going to do with himself? He was young, he was terrified, but he couldn't let that evil person to curse Hashem. This is it. He couldn't handle that. He heard someone is cursing Hashem. Someone is talking Lashon Hara and trying to push, reject Am Yisrael from their simple faith in Hashem Yitbarach. He couldn't take it anymore. He went to fight with Goliath. Goliath, a mountain. Not afraid, B'Shem Hashem Ki Amilam. I'm gonna kill him. I'm gonna show him. I hate him. Who you hate? People that hate Hashem. Who you love? People that love Hashem. And from that moment and on, how he's dealing with all of his fears. You see, the book of Tehillim, you see a terrified person is running between the verses. Running, hiding, looking for a place to hide, to what I'm gonna do? I'm in trouble. Everyone is chasing me. And he's screaming to Hashem. From that, you receive more courage than you can find, even if you're born as a warrior. Because the warrior that got that courage programmed in his body, he born like that, that's his nature, that's his level. He's got a certain amount that that's who he is, and this is it, this is what he got. But the person that is afraid from Hashem Yitbarach, from every situation, and he's connecting himself to Hashem Yitbarach, now he's receiving his courage from Hashem Yitbarach. And he can beat everyone, and he's not afraid from no situation, he doesn't have no limit to his powers. Why? Because B'Shem Hashem Ki Amilam. Because by the power of God, by the power of Hashem Yitbarach, I'm going to circumcise everyone. The fact that you see how many lackings you have, how poor you are, how weak you are, how zero you are, a sinner, the worst one of them all, mamash, pathetic, lowest, nothing, you're hopeless, mamash, you're nothing. If in that place, really, you strengthen yourself, and you say, but by the power of Hashem, I can succeed. It's possible. I can make it. By the power of Hashem, me myself cannot do nothing. But with help from heaven, I can achieve everything. You're going to achieve everything. Everything. And in that place, you're not allowed to listen to no one except of your inner voice. That is the voice of your neshama, the voice of your soul, the voice of Hashem Yitbarach, the voice of the righteous people that are talking to you from inside. From inside they're talking to you. You go to a class, you hear a Rav, he's talking and talking and talking. If you fall in that trap to listen to the voice of Harav in your outside ears, you fell in the trap of Yetzirah. Because also your Rav got Yetzirah, he's also part of this world. You need to listen to your inner voice. What's happening to me inside when I hear that class? What is waking up inside of me? What are the messages that Hashem is giving to me through that righteous man now in that class? What Hashem is saying? Call Hashem. What's the voice of Hashem? Hashem is talking from inside. Called Mamadaka. In silent, in quiet. In the voice of truth from inside, you can hear Hashem. The guidings of Hashem in Barach to tell you, get stronger in that. Work on that. Pray on that. Work on that. Don't fall to listen to other people. That they know how to talk, they know how to use their mouth and their tongues and their teeth and their lips, they know how to use it to achieve things. They're liars. They can be rabbis and they're liars. They can be religious and they're liars. They can be your parents and they're lying to themselves for years. So if they're lying to themselves for years, you're not allowed to listen to them, because their voice is not the voice of truth. And the voice of truth that is talking to you from inside never failed you. Never, never. The only real confidence that have 100% success is confidence in the voice, in the inner voice. Listen to your intuition. Listen to your inner voice. To what that you feel. To what that you know. To what that for you is sure. That you know for sure. That is what that Hashem wants for me. That's the only way to achieve truth. Moshe Rabbeinu can do things against the logic. Abraham Avinu can do things against logic. Yosef, everyone, against logic. Et la'asot la'Hashem, time to do for Hashem. Eferu Toratech, I need to know that you need to violate rules of Torah sometimes. Only for Hashem, because you know better what Hashem wants for me. You know. Why? How do you know? I feel from inside. That's what it means that you believe in yourself. That you believe that your inner voice is the voice of Hashem talking from inside. And if you see that you failed, that you were wrong, ask Hashem, why do I came to that mistake? Please teach me. Please guide me. Adrichen ba'amitecha. Teach me your truth. Let me find you. Not to mistake. Not to listen to my fears. Not to listen to my mistakes. To my desires. To listen to you, Hashem. And then you're going to find it. Because everyone that is serious on that, to find the truth, you're going to find it. In the path that the person wants to walk in, they're helping him to walk, to achieve what he needs to achieve. And we all can achieve it, and we're going to Bezat Hashem. Thank you very much.